Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hello, this is Sam.
This is Johnny.
And this is Santiago, and we're from Growl. And this is my KTX. We're going to be taking over this hour. They let us do whatever we want in here, so here we go. Johnny?
This first song is I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses. It's a great way to soundcheck your bass, and it's also one of my favorite British sad pop songs from the 80s.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Sam from Growl. This is my KETX. They gave us an hour to play whatever we want to play for you guys, which may or may not have been a good decision. We're playing some of our favorite songs. You just heard I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses, and this next song is my personal choice. It's Jailbreak by AC/DC. It's the first band that I ever fell in love with. The first song I ever learned on guitar was Hell's Bells. Ridiculous over-the-top band, but it's impossible not to love everything they make. This is Jailbreak by AC/DC.
There was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell.
Yeah.
This is Santiago from Growl. That was Jailbreak by AC/DC.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got a song by The Walkmen. And The Walkmen was the first band that I connected with Kent on, who is unfortunately can't join us in the studio today, but we met in high school on a rowing team at Texas Rowing Center over by Austin High. And we immediately connected on this particular record, Bows and Arrows, and I think this song really spoke to us the most. This is Little House of Savages by The Walkmen.
Hey, this is Sam from Growl. You just heard a song by The Walkmen called Little House of Savages. Unfortunately, our drummer Kent isn't able to be here in the studio with us today, so these next three songs are the three songs that he submitted to the playlist. It's a love letter from Kent, if you will. And the first song off of that is Come On, Let's Go by Broadcast off of their album The Noise Made by People.
You won't find it by yourself. You're gonna need some help, and you won't fail with me around. Come on, let's go. I will tell you if you change. And who's been saying things? It's hard to tell who is real in here. Come on, let's go. You know.
Hey, this is Johnny from Growl, and you're listening to My KUTX, where we're subjecting you to some of our favorite songs. What you just heard was Expensive Dog by Total Control. That was one of our drummer Kent's picks. Following that up is Open Your Heart by The Men, and Kent's other band, Us Weekly, actually got the opportunity to open up for them on one of their tours at Cake Shop in New York City, which is, if you don't know, kind of a small venue and a surprising place to see The Men.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP. So here's Open Your Heart by The Men. Hey, this is Johnny from Growl. You're listening to My KUTX. What you just heard was Open Your Heart by The Men. This next song is a favorite of mine, and at least Santiago's. Maybe the rest of the band appreciates it too. We've listened to it a lot on tour. I first heard it when Growl first started too, so has a nostalgic place in my heart. Santi. Yeah.
This is Santiago. There's a lot of me walking around aimlessly at UT. Listening to this song, I think there's a lot of that. It comes across in the song for sure. But anyway, this is I'm Just Beginning to Live by Jonathan Richman.
Yeah, all right. I'm just beginning to live. Oh, I hope it well. Wang a dang a dang a dang a dang dang. Oh, I'm dead, I'm dead, oh. Wang a dang a dang a dang a dang dang. Hold on, dead, oh. And I'm just beginning to live right now.
Hey, this is Sam from the rock group Growl. You're listening to KUTX. This next song coming up is by one of my personal favorite artists, Alex G, a sort of bedroom singer-songwriter, producer out of Philadelphia. Writes and records everything himself. Pretty hypnotizing, lo-fi sort of stuff. I'm a huge fan. Also, he did some of the guitar on the new Frank Ocean record, which is a little fun fact. But this song is called After You're Gone, and it's off of his album DSU.
Hey, this is Johnny from Growl. You just heard After You're Gone by Alex G. This next song is London Dungeon by The Misfits. I grew up listening to this with my brother. It was in a classic skate video called Welcome to Hell, and it endeared The Misfits to being one of my favorite bands of all time.
That was London Dungeon by The Misfits, and it's probably one of Johnny's favorite bass lines. This is Santiago from Growl, and you're listening to my KTX. This next song is by Stephen Malkmus, and I think we all come from a lot of different places as musicians, in our band especially, but we always kind of connected over Pavement, and rather than play a Pavement song, we thought it'd be best to go to the source of our desires.
The Malk.
The Malk.
Himself.
Straight to the Malk. Stephen Malkmus.
Also, this is one of my favorite album titles of all time. Wig Out at Jag Bags. I don't know what it means, but I like it.
I rarely know what Steve's saying.
Yeah.
Also, Sam named his cat Stephen Malkmus.
This is true. I'm true. Such a huge fan that my cat is stuck with the Pavement reference as a name.
The Pavement pun.
Yeah.
Of all the names.
Of all the names.
Anyway, this is Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. The song's called Lariat.
Cross this void. It was mud, honey, summer, torture, mystics, double bummer. You're not what you aren't. You aren't what you're not. You got what you want. You want what you got. Feel so great in the shade. A love like oxygen, so foxy then, so terrific now. On a jape I'm returning, Bobby spinning out. I was so messed up, you were drunk and high, just a rambling wreck, coming off the brakes to see what was shaking. We grew up listening to the music from the best decade ever. Talking about the ADDs, we grew up listening to the music from the best decade ever.
That was Lariat by Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. Up next, you're going to hear Roller Coaster Rider by Chris Cohen.
You go down.
This is Santiago.
This is Johnny.
And this is Sam. We're from the band Growl, and you are tuned into My KUTX. You just heard a couple songs. The first one was Roller Coaster Rider by Chris Cohen off of his debut record, Overgrown Path. That was followed by Adida V by the band Balkans out of Atlanta off of their self-titled and only record, Balkans.
Rip.
Rest in peace. What a lovely band. They made a record, then they broke up, but the guitarist from Balkans is in a wonderful band called Omni now, which is another collective favorite of our bands. And speaking of collective favorites, this next track is by The Strokes, Santiago.
The Strokes. That's one of our favorite bands of all time, for sure. There isn't a time we go on tour where we don't play that song.
Kent and I literally listened to Is This It last night.
Really?
Yeah.
You listened to it last night?
Last night. We were hanging out, and it was like, he put it on. He's like, I know we've played this a million times. I love this album.
He's like, oh, baby, do you feel so down? Anyway.
I said it was hard to explain.
Oh, this is hard to explain by The Strokes. This is Santiago.
This is Johnny.
and this is Sam from the band Growl. We are wrapping up our hour as the guest DJs on KUTX. We just put out a brand new record called Won't You. It's out on Austin Town Hall Records. You can get it at Waterloo, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you find your music stuff.
You'll probably find it at Half Price Books in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find the full episode of this KUTX episode at KUTX.org. We've got shows coming up at the end of the month. We're playing at Hotel Vegas on the 27th, and we've got an in-store at Waterloo Records on the 30th. You can catch us there. Both shows will be quite extravagant, quite a good place to be on a whatever night of the week that is.
I think it's a Wednesday and a Sunday, the actual party nights of the week.
Yeah, those are probably the most party nights of the week.
Yeah.
Johnny?
This next song is one of my favorites and also my favorite bass line of all time. I also appreciate that Peter Hook from New Order plays his bass real low to try to be like the bassist from The Clash. I, too, do the same thing. So without further ado, here's Age of Consent from New Order.
Lost you.